or Gedaliyahu. Lukute Dibura Manshuas Oz Gimel. Okay, let's see. Let's learn a pasuk chumish with Rashi. Ve'etna ksiv, ve'etna lecha es luchos ha'even, v'hatora v'hamitzvah asher kasavti lahorosam. Okay, where is this pasuk? Shmos parachav dalid. Sounds to me like that's the end of Parshas Mishpatim. And it's an interesting pasuk, right? It's the moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says some of my favorite words in the Chumash. Alei alai ha'hara v'hayesham. Come up the mountain and be there. Right, the importance of allowing yourself to be present even when you're physically there. So Hashem says to Moshe, come up the mountain and you should be there. Ve'et necha es luchos ha'even. I'll give you the luchos, the tablet of stone. Ve'ha'torah, ve'ha'mitzvah, asher kasavti lahorosa. What is the Torah and the mitzvah? I'm giving you the luchos, but I'm also giving you the Torah and the mitzvah, which I've commanded you, asher kasavti, which I have written, right, lahorosam, to direct you, or to instruct them, to guide Klal Yisrael. So what was Hashem giving Moshe? Was he giving him the Luchos, with the Aseres HaDibros? Or is he giving him a Torah? Was he giving him all of the mitzvos? So Rashi says a remarkable thing. Rashi says, I'm going to read you the full Rashi, we have part of it on the screen in front of us, but I'll read you the full Rashi. Rashi says, Kol sheish meos ushalosh esrei mitzvos bechlal aseres hadibros hein. All 613 mitzvos are included, are merumas, are somehow contained within the aseres hadibros. Within the Ten Commandments, you have all 613. So meaning, where is the laws of, I don't know, kalayim? It's a subcategory of one of the ten dibros. Rabbeinu Sadia perish b'azharos sheyisad, and Rabbeinu Sadia Gon, over 1,000 years ago, he explained in his azharos sheyisad. Azharos were poems written by the Gaonim and the Rishonim, which outlined the 613 mitzvos. So Rav Sadia Gon, in his azharos, he has this long poem, which has been analyzed, there's three fat volumes from Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlau, who wrote a perush on Rav Sadia Gon's poem, basically. And it's just unbelievable. And he talks a lot about, you know, what are the 613 mitzvahs, different shitos in the Rishonim. Rav Sadia Gon put together in his Hazharos, in his poem about the 613 mitzvahs, he explains, L'chol dibur v'dibur mitzvahs hatluyos bo. He explains which of the 613 mitzvahs are connected to which of the Aseres HaDibros. Fascinating idea, okay? So now, says Rav Gedalia Shor. Again, he quotes the Rashi. Kol tayag mitzvos bechlal aseres hadibros, and Rav Sadia Gon explained how that works. V'yoser mizem avur b'chazal. And if we want to even package it even tighter. Ha'anochi Hashem Elokecha nichlal kol mitzvos asei. That within Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that is the title, so to speak, of all positive commandments. Uvelo yiyeh lecha Elohim acherim. That is nichlal kol halos asay. Right? So not only do we have, so to speak, all of the 613 packaged into the Ten Commandments, but really we have two head categories, two statements that we heard directly from Hashem. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and lo yiyeh lecha Elohim acherim. Anochi Hashem Elokecha contains within it, so to speak, all the mitzvos asay. And lo yiyeh lecha contains within it all of the mitzvos lo sase. So what does that mean? Ube'uro ki b'chol pam sha'adam osa davar neged ratzon Hashem yisparach. Perhaps what it means is that every time a Jew does something that is against the will of Hashem, va'over al lo sase shebetorah, or he actively violates a lav, hu tachas ratzon acher. Right? Meaning, what is it about these two, again, that we heard directly from Hashem? What does the Gemara say in Makos? The Gemara says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe. 611 we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. The first two, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and Lo Yiyeh Lecha, we heard directly from Hashem. And every time we do an Avera, if I fail to do the positive command that Hashem wants for me, or I actively violate a Lo Sase that Hashem doesn't want for me, so what I'm essentially saying is I'm rejecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga of the world. I'm saying Hashem has his rules, but I don't care. Right? So you're adopting a ratzon other than the ratzon of Hashem. V'nichla b'chol lo yeh l'chel lo him achirem al panai. U'v'eis sh'adam osa mitzvah saseh, yeshar kol mitzvah saseh hu eskarvas labore. And every time I do a positive commandment, right, to draw close to Hashem, as the Ramban explains, that the mitzvahs of the Torah, right, the positive commands of the Torah are mitzad ahava, and the lo saseh are mitzad ira. Shal yidei ha-mitzvos neskarev ha-adam l'habore. V'tachlis kol ha-mitzvos hu lekarev ha-adam l'boro. So in other words, what are these two head categories that contain within them all of mitzvos saseh and all of lo saseh? And the answer is, they become these all-encompassing categories because if I choose to opt in to do what Hashem wants, I'm acknowledging that I want to be close to Hashem. Out of a sense of ava, I want to draw close to Hashem. Every mitzvah draws me close to Hashem. When I avoid a lo saseh, I want to avoid those things that create barriers between myself and Hashem. So yes, everything really breaks down into those two categories. Do I want to be close to Hashem, and do I want to avoid things that move me away from that kirvas elokos, the kirvas habori? Ukumoshi isa b'zohar kadosh. And this idea we find in the Zohar Kadosh, ki taryag mitzvos heim itin. The 613 mitzvos are 613 pieces of advice. What does that mean, advice? It means these are all, obviously not recommendations, they're obligations. Right? But they're advice in the sense that what is advice? If someone comes to you and says, you know, I'm trying to make more money. Okay, well, here's some advice for you. You could try like this, you could try like that, you could invest in the stock market, you could buy Bitcoin, you could, you could try to get an additional job on the weekends, you could, there's a lot of different ways. So all those different pieces of advice are all pointing towards one goal, which is, I want to have more money. So by calling the mitzvos etzos, it's a way of saying, all of these things are different, you know, strategies, etzos, advice, to achieve your overarching goal. And what is that overarching goal? Kirvas habore. Etzos eichles karev labore. Right? Different pieces of advice, how to get close to Hashem. Ukamosha amar davar ha-melech olav ha-shalom, gam idosecha sha'ashu'ai, anshei atzasi. David ha-melech refers to the mitzvos as his advisors, as those who offer him advice. Shekol ha-Torah hi eitza eichis kaiva adam labor, an amazing Zohar. Right? It's all about the singular goal of clinging to Hashem, of dveikus b'Hashem, of closeness to Hashem. Shekol ha-Torah hi eitza eichis kaiva adam labor. Ukamoshi isa b'sifrei chasidush, explaining the pasuk. We have this in several places in the Noam Elimelech, for example. On the pasuk, Vayedaber Elokim eskol advar me'ela leimor anochi Hashem Elokecha. No, who knows how to read it? Noam Elimelech has it in Parshas Yisro. In the back of the Sefer, I think in the Lekutei Shoshana section, in the back he says it even more clearly. Rav Weinberger quotes this all the time. And it's mamash Yisod Gadol. That what is the introduction to anochi Hashem Elokecha? What is the pasuk right before it? In Shemos Parachaf. It says, "Vayedaber Elokim eskol advar me'ela leimor." Right? Hashem spoke all of these things, saying, "That's the end of the pasuk." And then Hashem begins, "Anochi Hashem Elokecha." So, how did the Noam Elimelech and how did the tzaddikim, how did they read the pasuk? They read the pasuk, "Vayedaber Elokim eskol advar me'ela." That all of these things that I'm about to tell you, leimor, is really just for me to express to you, "Anochi Hashem Elokecha." The end of the pasuk is really here, right? Parachaf pasuk aleph is Vayedaber Elokim, is kol advar me'ela leimor. God said all of these things, saying, and then the list begins: Anochi Hashem Elokecha, lo yiyeh lecha, lo sa'aseh lecha pesel maseicha, right? V'chol tmuna, and the list goes on. But the way that the tzaddikim are learning it is that really this dibur of Hashem, that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you, in all of its myriad details of all the mitzvos and all the prate pratim, all of it is really leimor, is that you should, it's for Hashem to express to you, and it's that you should be able to express with clarity, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I believe in Hashem. Shekol advarim nemru b'tachlis shel Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's all one leimor, it's a message. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, sheyavo ha'adam lidei eskar bori. That a person should be able to come close to Hashem. Ukamosha pir hamkin. And the tzaddikim also bring a vart. I don't know who's the first one to say this, but it's definitely in many Sefer Chasidus. that uvesoroscha kasuv leishma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Right? When we reference sometimes, say in Tefillah, we say uvesoroscha kasuv leimor, right? That the Torah, when quote unquote, it's a pasuk, right? Like we have, let's say we have in the we do it a lot. Let's say on Rosh Hashanah when we go through the psukim of Malchios and Zichronos and Shofros, right? So by Malchios we bring 10 psukim. Right, v'chein kasuv b'Torah, v'chein kasuv ayidei neviim. We're referencing the psukim. So when we say in tefillah uvesoroscha kasuv leivor, right? Similarly, it's written in the Torah Shema Yisrael. The pasuk pshat is we're referencing the pasuk. But the way the tzaddikim learn this line, which we use in our tefillos, uvesoroscha kasuv leivor Shema Yisrael. The Torah is written to express one idea, and that is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim. We're not referencing that specific pasuk. We're saying the whole Torah is lemor, is declaring Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shekol haTorah hi b'chidei sheyavo la'akara zu. That every mitzvah that we do is helping us to come to a deeper recognition of the simple truths of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The simple truth of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Therefore, everything is contained within Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So again, he started with the Rav Sadia Gaon. It's an important Rashi to remember in Mishpatim. And now he's moving it back a step and saying, really, categorically, we can divide all of mitzvos into two categories. Right? Does this bring me close to Hashem? Does it move me away from Hashem? Again, it's that halacha that I like to quote in Reish Lamed Aleph, right? Or Achayim Reish Lamed Aleph. Where the Shulchan Aruch says that basically you have to ask yourself the following question every time you make a move in this world. Does this bring me closer to Hashem? Does this move me away from Hashem? Does Hashem want me to do this? Does Hashem not want me to do this? Right? It's a very easy question in theory. It's a very difficult question in practice. Because we always say like, well, you know, Hashem probably like doesn't, you know, it's not ideal that I do this, but it's not usur per se. Right, so by tzaddikim there was no category of neutral. Everything was either positive or negative. It's a mitzvah or it's an avera. So everything's either Anochi Hashem Elokecha, it's bringing me close, or no, it's lo yelecha Elohim acherim, or I'm adopting foreign gods, and it's moving me far. V'chazal amru Anochi v'lo yelecha b'dibur echad nemru. So like we learned yesterday, the possibility of in the world of Lamalim and Ateva, in the world of Inyane Elokus, you could have two things that happen simultaneously. Two sides of one coin mamish. So the Anochi and Lo Yielecha, right, say Chazal, were Bedibur Echad. They were stated in a single utterance, so to speak. What does that mean? They're counted as two of the Ten Commandments. Meaning every Anochi Hashem Elokecha is Mameila Aloyelecha, right? If I picture myself standing in a particular location, so every step to the right is a step farther away from the left, and vice versa. So really, every move that I make, again, is changing my relationship with Hashem, either positively or negatively. Dulo kamosha kasav etzel Yisro. Ata yadati ki gadol Hashem mikol Elohim, shal yedei sha'avad kol avodah zarah sheba'olam ba lidei akara shal yichud Hashem. Right? Yisro had to experiment with every forbidden type of practice in order to come to the recognition of the truth. Ata yadati, now that I've tasted every type of sin, and it didn't satisfy my craving, right? Now that I've explored every philosophy and every avodah zarah, and I found it to be to not hold up. So now, ati yadati. Now it is known to me that Hashem is the greatest of all. But by Bnei Yisrael, v'eitzel Bnei Yisrael, mitzad ha'nochi Hashem Elokecha, bali de shalila, shall kol shar dvarim. When you taste anochi Hashem Elokecha first, right, and that's really the goal. The goal is not to, you know, the goal is not to hit rock bottom, and from there to say, okay, you know, I might as well turn to Hashem in desperation. Yisro tried everything else, and then he recognized Hashem. When we really, so to speak, you know, sink our teeth into Anochi Hashem Elokecha, when we're really ingesting the Elokus of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Memela, every move towards Anochi Hashem Elokecha, it becomes so much easier to say, I'm not interested in any of this other stuff. Shemigodol ha'ava hanatua b'lev Yisrael ayedei Anochi Hashem Elokecha. When we heard Anochi Hashem Elokecha, it plays such a spirit of connection, of love in the heart of every Jew. Yesh lo memeila ha'pachad v'yira leval Yisrachik me'Hashem Yisbarach. Right? Memeila, part and parcel of that, b'dibur echad, is lo yia lecha lohim acherem. If you really love Hashem, I'm not going to do things that are against Hashem. I'm not going to do that. If I really love clinging to Hashem, I feel no taiva to cling to something else. V'shelo yaseh davar neged ratzon Hashem yisbarach. Shal yaduhu nisrachik me'Hashem yisbarach. In other words, my love for being close to Hashem generates the fear of, God forbid, losing that. And therefore, it's again, it's hoba ha'talia, they mamish go hand in hand. To the degree that I feel this intense, you know, fear of losing connection to Hashem, memela I love Hashem. And to the degree that I feel this awesome and deep love for Hashem, memela automatically I fear losing that connection to Hashem. Okay, so again, these are very important things to think about. We're coming to Kabbalah Satorah, and we want to once again receive the Torah, but to realize that the Torah in a certain sense is two categories, right? Things that bring me close and things that God forbid failure to observe will make me far. Okay? Okay, Chavah, let's go weiter. Let's try another one. Bismag b'minyan ha-mitzvos kolal ha-amuna b'vias ha-mashiach b'chlal ha-mitzvah aseh shal anochi Hashem Elokecha. Well, Chavah, I didn't get to finish my research. I know for sure, I have it right here behind me on the shelf, that in the smak, in the Sefer Mitzvos Katan, Sefer Mitzvos Katan, I know for sure that in the first mitzvah, he writes here that included in the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha is the mitzvah to long for Mashiach. Okay, it seems like it's also, I guess it's also in the smag. Again, the smag is partially built along with the smag. I'm not sure. He references it. I'm not sure if this is the chiddush really of the smag or the smak is what I'm trying to say. Okay, here on the page it says smag. I'm not suggesting that that's not correct. I'm not open in front of me. The smak says that included again in the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Think about it. It's an amazing idea. That included in I am Hashem your God who took you out of Mitzrayim, which we say, oh, Amunah, believe in Hashem. Yeah, but believe that I took you out of Mitzrayim. So you also have to believe, part of that belief is that I can take you out. And therefore, built into the Anochi, it's an amazing idea, built into Anochi Hashem Elokecha is that I can take you out of Galus. Which means part of my daily obligation, every second of my day, my obligation to believe in Hashem, every second of my day when I believe in Hashem, part of my belief is the belief that Hashem can take me out. Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim, and Hashem can bring me towards the Gula Shlema. He writes here, Kishem Sha'ani Rotza, Smak in the Sefer Mitzvos Katan, Mitzvah Aleph. Kishem Sha'ani Rotza, Sheta'aminu Bi, Sha'ani Yotzesi Aschem, just like I want you to believe in me that I took you out of Mitzrayim, Kachani Rotza, Sheta'aminu Bi, Sha'ani Hashem Elokeichem, I want you to believe that I am your God, I'm still your God. V'ani Osid Lekabet Aschem, V'loshiachem. And I'm going to gather you in once again, and I'm going to redeem you. I'm going to save you. What an amazing, amazing idea! Again, especially if you understand that Anochi Hashem Elokecha is like the essence of what it means to be a Yid. It's the part of ourselves that can't be erased. So that means our belief in Geula is also so essential to who we are. It's woven into Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Okay, so let's read inside. B'smag b'minyan mitzvos. Kolel ha'amuna b'bias ha-mashiach b'chlal ha-mitzvah saseh shal anochi Hashem Elokecha. Believing in Mashiach is part of the mitzvah of believing in Hashem. Shetzrichim l'ha'amin shekeshem shehotziyanu. Scroll up on the page. Shehotziyanu Hashem Mitzrayim. Kein yotzi'enu migolos hazeh. That just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, we believe that Hashem, what? Will take us out of this golos. Such a chashuv thing. I mean, that's part of the excitement, I guess, of Shavuos in our current matzav. Right? We want to get out of here. We want to be freed again. We want to be able to spread our wings again. Right? So when we come to Shavuos and we hear, so to speak, on the night the night of Kabbalah Satorah, we hear Hashem speaking to us. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, we're makabel the Torah. We're makabel that belief that we're gonna walk out, not only of this, but we're gonna walk out of this final gullus with Geula. V'yesh lefarish hakavana midvar. Let's try to explain what this idea is. Ki be'eis matan Torah, kishashamu b'nei Yisrael ha'maymer. When we heard the words of Hashem, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, v'akadosh baruch hu yichad aleim shemo, and like we said, the mechilta that we quoted yesterday, Hashem says, I'm the God of the whole world. But b'miyuchad, I'm your God. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed his name upon us, nasu b'nei Yisrael miyuchadim la'avodaso yizbarach shemo. We became charged, more than anyone else, with the responsibility to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nasa ha-metziyus shel b'nei Yisrael ki-hadvar Hashem. The difference between listening to what Hashem is telling you to do versus what? Versus becoming the embodiment of it. It's reminiscent of that Gemara in Makos Daf Chaf Beis, right? Where Rava says how foolish are people that they stand up for a Sefer Torah and they don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham who's a living, walking Sefer Torah. The goal is that a Jew becomes Torah. That I become the Maimer Hashem. I don't just happen to be a human being who lives in accordance with the Maimer Hashem. I want my being to be, I want to become the Devar Hashem. The nations of the world, the Shavim Mitzvot B'nai Noach, are commanded, right? Your name is Billy Bob from Ohio, and you're commanded in the Seven Commandments, right? It's not your essence. But when we heard Anochi Hashem Elokecha, we became Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's why it can never be erased. It's an immutable part of who we are. It's an indestructible part of who we are. No, Elliot, what did you want to say? I'm sorry.
No reason to apologize, but I just figured I'd add in here that we were just talking about how yesterday we quoted that question that all the Mepharshim ask, but why does Sam say Shnokhesh
Alokecha? Right, why not say I'm creator?
I am the creator. So the Nesiv Shalom answers that question by saying something very similar to here, that I could have said I'm the God of the world who created the whole world. That would apply to the whole world.
Right.
The point of this Giloy right now at Har Sinai is I know Ki Hashem Elokecha.
Right.
So I have to make the second part of the clause specific to you also.
Right. That's right.
That's Aleph. And then I was also going to add maybe from the last piece. So we were talking about, through your love of Hashem coming to Tshuva as opposed to, basically through the mitzvot and connecting, but like you said, by moving, the goalpost, so to speak, right? It's through your appreciation you come close to Hashem, not through anything else.
Right.
So it's actually Rav Avram Shor, the son, said once, I remember I also heard it, he said that's the meaning of the pasuk Kel Nekamos Hashem, Kel Nekamos Hashem. That, what do you mean Kel Nekamos Hashem? Hashem is Rachum. How is that Nekama?
Right.
So he said, the nekama is when Hashem is so gives you so much rachum that He's giving you so much goodness in your life, and He's constantly giving you bracha v'hatzlacha, everything you do. So then it ends up being a nekama because you say to yourself, "Oh my gosh, look how much Hashem is giving me," and I'm not doing what He wants me to do, and you end up then changing your ways, just out of pure gratefulness.
Right. It's a Torah from the Baal Shem Tov, that part. Kel nekamos Hashem, kel nekamos hofia. Right. I mean, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is when He displays Himself to you so clearly, right, you feel this unbelievable, the nekama is this feeling of how did I wrong someone who loves me so much, right? How did I mistreat a Kadosh Baruch Hu who cares for me so much and does for me so much? Yeah, that's a very powerful vart. Okay. We have to, what?
So the shorts might be the Baal Shem Tovs of our day. So.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Ukalashon Rashi Shva Yeter Tov Bilvava. Right? So again, the goal is not just to fulfill the Dvar, to become the Dvar Hashem. Like Rashi says that when we heard Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Baruch Hu stuck the Yetzer Hara, Nikvat, very strong Lashon. It was Koveya. He did a Kvias. Hashem gave a permanence to the Yetzer Tov in our hearts. Va'afsha Acher Kach Naflu B'nei Yisrael Me'madre Gosim B'cheta Egel. So if you'll say, so what happened after? Right? Meaning, if the bond between us and Hashem is so strong, how did we ever mess up? So, Chaver, that's no less of a question than how did Adam HaRishon mess up? He was also in a matzav where the Yetzer Tov was so clear by him. Yetzer Hara was this external force this annoying snake that was bothering him. How did he lose that battle? How did he lose sight of what's what? Same question we ask here. How did Bnei Yisrael sin by Chedah Egel? Right? But Eliot will tell us the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Right? Back on what? Daf Dalet. That really, Chedah Egel doesn't make sense, right? Lo Roy, it wasn't Roy.
Pishon
Pel Bali Tshuva.
Rashi says that really, what's that mean? It means that had they not been forced to be Nechshol Vashem, they would be
okay. So it's part of Sisrei Torah. We don't understand how it happens, but when it does happen, we have to remember that even a ched as big as an eagle, in the context of a Kabbalah Satorah, it's not who we are. And that's and the proof of that is the fact that what? That Anochi Hashem Elokecha is etched into our heart. Now let's understand the pieces here. We started with what? With the smag and the smak, who tell us that what? That contained within Anochi Hashem Elokecha is, I took you out of Mitzrayim, I'll take you out of any galus. However, every Avera is a form of galus. Every time I get into a rut of doing sins, that's called galus. And what we're saying here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed in my heart this unbelievable nekuda of goodness, of connection, of love, of desiring to do the right thing, of wanting to live a redeemed life, not a galistic life. So part of the idea of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, which is one, my emuna in Hashem, and two, my emuna that He can get me out of this mess, it's one and the same again. When I do an Aveira, the Aveira is not really an expression of who I am. Right? The same way I believe categorically in Hashem, even at the moment that I'm doing the Aveira, in my heart of hearts I believe in Hashem. So in my heart of hearts I also believe that Hashem is going to get me out of this pattern of doing Aveiros. Hashem's going to get me out of the situation of living without a Beis HaMikdash. It's all layers of the same Yesod, which is the belief in the essential you and the essential relationship that you have with Hashem. So let's read the words inside. So, va'af she'acher kach naflu b'nei Yisrael mamadrei gasim b'cheta egal. Even though you'll say, how did we mess up? If Yetzer Tov was nikva b'lvavam, how did we fall apart? V'yesh hasteros shonim b'habriyam. There's all sorts of hester in the world. If Hashem was so clear at Har Sinai, how did we ever lose that clarity? Hakol rak hester al ha'givun. The hester is only with regard to the coloring, so to speak, the surface layer. Right? On the surface, sometimes, again, it's part of the game that we're playing. On the surface, there's confusion sometimes. But all you have to do is look a little bit behind the curtain, a little bit beneath the surface, and the etzem mitzios b'nei Yisrael lo nishtana. Every one of us is exactly where we were at our Sinai, on an essential level. On a revealed level, we're all holding in different places. But on an essential level, ki ish echad b'lev echad, standing at our Sinai, united, in spirit, we're still clinging to Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Shem yichad HaKadosh Baruch Hu shema aleihem be'eis matan Torah, nishra zekim la'olam. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed His name upon us, again, name always means essence. So if Hashem, so to speak, was miyached His name upon us, so that has kiyum, that lasts forever. Va'af she'be'emtza yesh hastira hesteros, and even though along the way there's moments of hester panim, and there's moments of confusion, and there's moments of losing sight of what's what, it's not who I am. Aval chol v'zem tzius shal b'nei Yisrael, bevada yiyeh zman asher yachzu ahim l'hamatzav shahayu beis matan Torah. So in other words, like a person who's lost but is guaranteed to be found, so too b'nei Yisrael. And that's why contained within the Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that pintel yid which guarantees in my lowest moments that I really do believe in Hashem. I really do in my heart of hearts. So contained within that is what? Is the obligation to believe in Geula. Not only Geula Bichlal, but Karva El Nafshi Geula. My personal redemption is tied to that. So my belief in Hashem guarantees, because it's been stamped onto my soul, it guarantees that if I lose my way, I'm going to find my way back. Hol v'zem itzius, it's the essence, it's the essential nature of who I am. We have to find our way back to it. Again, sometimes it's a long road, but we're guaranteed to find our way back. I once read it. I read it in one of Rebbetzin Feldbrand's books. So she quoted, I don't remember, she quoted, I don't think she said the name. She said there's a Chabad Mashpia who used to tell his, you know, his Talmidim, he used to say, you might as well do tshuva now. You might as well be the best Jew you can be. Why? Because if you don't do it now, so then Hashem's just going to have to, you know, Gilgal you back for another round. You'll be reincarnated, you'll have to try again, you'll go through all the tsaros of Olam Hazeh again. You might as well get it right this time. Because Hashem's going to force your hand at the end of the day, lo yidach mimenu nidach, like the Pasuk says, Hashem's not going to allow any Jew to be left behind. So therefore, you might as well work it out now. There's a mitzias of who you are. And that mitzias was experienced at Matan Torah, and therefore when we lose our, in quotes, when we lose our faith, or when we lose our way, and we're living a gullus dikka life, right? Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher etzei sicha. You're going to come back out of Mitzrayim. V'lachein b'hamaymer, oops, sorry, b'hamaymer shel anochi Hashem Elokecha nichlal ha'amuna b'bias ha'mashiach. Ki v'vada yechzru l'matzav shayi be'eis matan Torah. Matan Torah was mamish a geula dikka state in body and soul. Shayu lam cheiras amiti. As Chazal say, cheiras mi'etzahara, cheiras v'malach ha'mavis. Freed from the seduction of the Yetzirah, freed from the need to even die. Again, how did we mess it all up by Chet HaEgel and become human again? That's one of the secrets of the world, the secrets of the universe. But on a revealed level, we have to remember what appears on the surface is not always the same as what appears within. We have to remember the essence of who we are. Okay, so that's part of a beautiful, beautiful hesber of how the this idea of the smag and the smak, that again, that within Emuna is the belief in redemption, it's really one and the same. Okay, Chaver, let's end. We'll do one more small piece. The Mechilta, the Medrash Halacha in Parshas Yisro, on the pasuk Vayedaber Elokim Eis Kol Advar Me'ela Lemor, right? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So again, how do you read the pasuk? Pashup Shat Vayedaber Elokim Eis Kol Advar Me'ela. God said all of these things. Lemor, sang. What do you mean? He said, Vayedaber Lemor? What's the Vayedaber Lemor? It's kind of like the question of, you know, Parshas Emor, right? Emor el kohanim va'amarta. What's the Emor va'amarta? What's the double? So usually what that means is that there's some type of conversation that's being had. There's sort of like a give and take between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it says the Medrash, yes, Lemor, shahayu omrim al hein hein va'alav lav, divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, Lamor, Klal Yisrael had to say, in response to each of the things that they heard at Har Sinai, yes, yes, or no, no. Meaning, when they heard a positive command, they would say, Hain. Right? For the Hain, for the yeses, they said yes. And for the noes, they said no. Right? Hashem says, Lo Sirtzach, and Klal Yisrael said, Lo. Right? Hashem says, Lo Sinaf, we say, Lo. Hashem says, Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos, we say, Hain, we say yes. Honor your parents, we say yes. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Omer, an amazing perspective. This is one of the, you got to add this to your list, you know, of all the Torahs about Rabbi Akiva having a positive perspective. This is a very important one, and it's a less obvious one. It's a lesser known one. Rabbi Akiva says, Al hein hein va'alav hein. Rabbi Akiva says, you always say yes. When Hashem says lo sirtzach, you say yes. Yes to lo sirtzach. Yes obviously means yes, I'm not going to do it. But Rabbi Yishmael is more mistaber. When Hashem tells you something positive, you say yes. When Hashem says, don't do this, you say no. Right? That's the way you, so to speak, accept the command. Rabbi Akiva has this chiddush that for the positive things you say yes, and for the negative things you also say yes. Rabbi Yisai, what's the pshat? Ubir divrei Rabbi Akiva, sha'amru gam alalavim belashrun chiyuvi. Why do I respond in the affirmative, in the positive? Why do I affirm the lav? Lav is something I'm supposed to avoid, right? Don't eat chaylev and dam. So what do you mean, yes? There's no yes, just don't do it. No, right? Stay away from it. It's a strange thing to respond, in a positive or affirmative type of lashon to something that you're supposed to avoid. Hagam shahalav hayinyin shlili, even though a lav alosa say, is something negative meant to be avoided. Ki aseres hadibro svira le Rabbi Akiva, lo hayu rak inyan shalili. What Rabbi Akiva is teaching us, and it goes back to really the first piece we learned today, it goes back to Oz Gimel. That really, again, if I position myself, so to speak, in the middle, every move one way or another is going to, you know, a move to the right is also a move away from the left, right? So in other words, I could look at a los ase as just simply avoiding something, or I could look at a los ase as actually doing something. Avoiding a los ase is actually accomplishing something. It actually fits very, very nicely with what we were talking about last night, for those who were on the Sichas Musar last night, right? When I'm holding on, when I'm not necessarily doing something positive in a forward motion kind of way, is that called accomplishing something? I think I told you once of art from the what's the name of the sefer? From the Yesod Tzaddik. From the Rebbe of Zhvil. So he says there, Rav Shlomo of Zhvil, he says there that if you think about it, the first mitzvah, so to speak, in history is Adam and Chava being told, don't eat from this tree. So how could it be that their whole existence is sustained through a don't do? Now the truth is, if you read the Psukim in Bereishis, there really was a positive command that preceded that. They were told, eat all the other trees of the garden, as the Meshech Chachma and others describe. Right? But the simple way that we read Bereishis is it starts off by Hashem saying, don't touch my tree, okay? That's all I have to do, don't eat the tree. Apparently, avoiding doing the wrong thing can actually be a very positive, can create a very positive experience. So Rabbi Akiva, the deep eyes of Rabbi Akiva, is telling us that when a person what? When a person avoids a lo sase, you're accomplishing something very positive. It's an amazing idea. That again, ki aseres hadibro svirale Rabbi Akiva, lo hayurak inin shlili. The don't do this and don't do that of the aseres hadibros are not only creating a distance between you and what is bad. Shilamashal, let's use an example. Hadibur shalo sirtzach, don't kill, right? So you would say, not killing is the avoidance of something negative. Be'ez sheshamu halav shalo tzirtzach. According to Rabbi Akiva, when they said lo tzirtzach, Rabbi Akiva says they're supposed to say yes. What do you mean yes? Yes means understand that lo tzirtzach is also asking you positively to acquire the opposite trait of lo tzirtzach. It's not just don't kill. It's not just saying, don't, you know, Reuven shouldn't kill Shimon. Lo tzirtzach is not, don't pick up a gun and fire it. Lo tzirtzach means acquire the traits that move you to the opposite end of the spectrum of lo tzirtzach. Love someone so much that you could never even imagine what it would mean to harm them, let alone kill them. All of the subcategories of Ritzicha. I would never come anywhere near Halbanas Panim, embarrassing someone, which is a tolda of killing someone. As the Gemara says, Ozil Sumka Va'asi Chivara, that the red, Sumak means red, that the red goes and the Chivar and the white comes. What does that mean? When a person, you know, when you embarrass someone, the Rishonim work on exactly how to understand this line. Right? What happens when you embarrass someone? Do they turn white or do they turn red? What happens, Chav, when you embarrass someone? Sometimes their face becomes very flushed, very red. Sometimes they feel very, their face, you know, drains, and they look very white. And so we show them, talk about it. First, you know, first maybe you blush, and then you become white, or vice versa. Okay, whatever it is. They work out exactly what the physical response is to being embarrassed, right? But it's like draining a person's blood. It's like killing a person. So don't kill means love a Jew in such a way I would never say anything that even begins to insult you or hurt you. And I would never do anything other than show ahava towards you. That's how you say yes to lo tzirtzach. V'amitziyas shal b'nei Yisrael hayi be'eis sheshamu ha-maymer. Shalo hayi shayich behem kol inin shal v'tzicha. Again, b'nei Yisrael became the maymer Hashem. We became the Dvar Hashem. When we heard lo tzirtzach, we became the opposite of that. Not just lav, we agree to avoid it. We're gonna take the positive message of lo tzirtzach. V'nase hametzios shalahem kamo ha-maimer. Again, they became the maimer. Lachein onu al dibor hein b'lashon chiyuv. They said, we understand, we have the maturity to understand, lo tzirtzach doesn't mean avoid something. It means create the opposite midah of that thing, or understand the positive that can be acquired through a lo tzirtzach. Ki adibros hichnis behem chiyus. Ad shehaya mishulo mehen legamre geneva vachemda v'shar averos. Again, it created a positive vibe that comes from the avoidance of stealing and of desiring and of adultery and of murdering, etc. V'lachein anu al kol diborhein. And therefore, the perspective of the Heilige Tzaddik Rabbi Akiva is that the way to experience anything negative, a negative commandment, is to turn it into something positive. And chaver, what an amazing yisod in life. That's Rabbi Akiva standing at the end of the Gemara in Makos, looking at Chorban Beis HaMikdash and laughing his head off. Because Rabbi Akiva said every setback, every struggle, every negative, in quote, experience, whether it's a lav, it's a negative commandment, or it's a negative life experience, the response is yes, there's something good that's going to come from it. So that's a very fitting tefillah for us, you know, where we're holding right now. So we should thank Rabbi Akiva for giving us that deeper perspective. Rabbi Shmuel's perspective is true. Mitzvah saseh, mitzvah lo saseh. But the theme that we learned today is that to realize that really every mitzvah, every lo saseh and every mitzvah saseh, again, it's that one goal of advice, how to get close, avoid things that move me far. How to understand that it's all one big message that Hashem is trying to give over to Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai. Okay, Rabbi Say.